This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz and Morning Devotions. A fortune teller studied the hand of a young man and said, "You will be poor and unhappy till you're aged 37. "Oh," said the young man, "and after that will I be rich and happy?" "No," said the fortune teller, "you'll still be poor, but you'll get used to it after that." Unfortunately, those of us who seem to be thinking think that's the only option. You can either grasp at something you think will satisfy you, or you never will. Or you just give up and say, "Well, I'll never be content anyway." According to the dictionary, content means being pleased and satisfied, not needing more. Now, you're probably thinking, "Yeah, but I'll always need more. I always want to improve myself." But do you want to know the secret to this? It's enduring contentment. It's a deep-centered sense of peace and self-acceptance, and that comes from being the person you really are. It's really like an enduring contentment, peace, self-acceptance, in really talking about accepting the person that you are. So being content doesn't mean you stagnate. You can define who you want to be and what you want in life, and you can work towards that and still remain content with who you are. And in fact, your efforts toward growth and self-improvement can provide a great deal of joy and contentment. It can be fulfilling and satisfying. Being content with your work, for example, when those moments of happiness come. It was Dale Carnegie, who wrote the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And he famously said, "It isn't what you have or who you are or where you are or what you're doing that makes you happy or unhappy. It's what you think about." And centuries ago, the great preacher of that time, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, used to say, "If I had a little more, I would be satisfied." But he said, "You make a mistake here. If you're not content with what you have, you would not be satisfied if it were doubled." Well, reality is that we're all searching for contentment. So whether it's in relationships, families, jobs, or our money, or something else completely different, we all want to be happy and fulfilled. It was Dr. Lewis Smeads, a professor of social ethics and an author of many acclaimed books. He was asked the secret of how you get contentment. And he said that gratitude is at the heart of contentment. A sense of satisfaction in life brings a feeling of gratitude. "I have never met," he said, "a truly thankful and appreciative person who wasn't happy. So close are gratitude and contentment," he said, "that they are basically the same thing." Gratitude and contentment. How many times have you felt that you wanted more stuff, but it doesn't really give you satisfaction? Because look, but having more doesn't guarantee contentment. Wallace Stevens, the poet, said, "Even in contentment, I feel the need of some imperishable bliss." And Neil Warren wrote Finding Contentment. And he says that many Christians seek contentment through what he calls happiness highs. We leapfrog from one activity, one relationship, or one acquisition to the next. And yet, he said, contentment eludes us. We get bored. We get a sense of being empty. A string of unfulfilling relationships or feeling lonely. And we find that satisfaction wears off. Now, through the Apostle Paul in the Bible, I think we've got the best advice. This is what Paul said: "I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low. I know how to abound in any and every circumstance. I've learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need, because I can do all things through him who strengthens me." That's a profound statement. For the Apostle Paul, contentment meant complete satisfaction in Jesus Christ. So I'm saying the only way really to be content is to embrace the providence of God over your life. We don't use that word providence much today, but it means God is the one who goes before you, who provides. God is the one who will help you to be content. Living Lord, it is a problem. We jump from one thing to the other, looking for contentment and happiness, but we realize deep down it's only found in you. May that be so for me today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.